Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Max Balagde.
And I am George Clark, otherwise known as Clarky. Otherwise known as that hunk that sits across from Max. TikTok wasn't working out for us. We decided to set up our own little business.
We did indeed. And the Useless Hotline is a place where
we help.
I didn't even
say this is the Useless Hotline then.
No, you didn't.
But that's what it is.
I get it. I think they get it. Yeah. Well, in case you don't get it, the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
But it won't always just be us.
Except...
Unfortunately, this week it is.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. But it's also the New Year special! Woo!
Okay. That's how a little Sasquatch will walk in a minute.
Okay. Are you feeling Happy New Year-y?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think
you're looking forward to the new year.
2023 held a lot.
Oh.
But I feel like 2024 could hold a whole lot more, baby.
It is interesting when you think, like, last year we just started the podcast, we had no idea what was coming, and I had no idea how much I would loathe you by the end of the year.
A little bit rude, that, Max.
I intend to spend 2024 plotting your demise.
I plan to spend 2024 looking at dem eyes.
They are quite pretty.
Because they remind me that no matter how bad things get, it could be worse. Ooh, got 'em.
Look at that eyebrow and say that again. Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. Anyway.
I've actually had compliments on my eyebrow. Saying, like,
why?
It looks good.
It doesn't. Who from?
Just many, many women.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah, 2023 had a lot in store.
It did.
But install? That didn't make sense. Anyway, what are you looking forward to in 2024? Any predictions for your new year, George?
For me specifically, or just
for you, or for the... Maybe we make a psychic prediction for something that's going to happen in the world. I think...
Oh, let's come up with some things. So, something that you want from yourself.
Okay.
Something that... Oh, okay. Something you want yourself to achieve in 2023. Something you want me to achieve in 2023. Okay. And just a random prediction of events. And then we can look back at this next year.
Okay,
And see if it
Let
came
me think.
Through.
Just
2024.
Off the top of...
Even
just off the top of my head, something I want myself to achieve: world domination. Something that I want you to achieve: your eyebrows
domination
to grow back.
Of you.
And then something that I want to happen between us is to meet physically, beat you up. I can see
one.
That happening. Right. Okay. Let me do an actual.
It'll be fun and enjoyable to look back on.
Okay. Right. Something that I want to achieve for myself in 2024 is to be happy and content.
Boring.
That
I want it to be measurable.
Okay. I don't know though. I want to...
Maybe you want to hit a certain amount of followers. Maybe you want to have achieved presenting at a certain event.
Yeah,
maybe you want to have attended a thing. Maybe like...
I think I want to try... I think I want to try...
Heroin.
No, funnily enough, that wasn't on. That's not on the checklist. I think for 2024, I want to achieve, hosting in a TV capacity. I want to.
Nice.
I've done a lot leading up to that. I've done a lot of radio, I've done a lot of like live things that have been broadcast out for social media. I've done like red carpets. I've done podcasts. I've done stuff like that. And then I think I just want to try that to see if I like it, to see if I, because I feel very content with where I'm at, but you know, I feel like I want to try that and see if I can get into that world as well. We'll have to see. I feel like that's a good goal to have.
And what do you want from me?
What do I want from you?
I've given you too much room for leeway there. What do I want for you? Yeah, like if you were answering the same question but for me.
What I would want if I was you, or what I want personally for you.
As in
you.
What you can sort what of is plausible but you would like to
okay,
achieve.
Then.
Like me.
I feel like yours is gonna got to be revolved around YouTube, hasn't it? What the fuck else is there? bigger beard. No, I feel like what are you on like subscriber wise now?
293,546.
Okay,
can I see if that's correct? If that is that, I'm got a severe problem.
If that's correct, then you have you're on the spectrum. Definitely.
293,504.
God.
I was 43.
Do you look at that every day?
No, I've just uploaded it. I uploaded a video 2 days ago, so I'm aware of.
Yeah, you do. Tell me.
But yeah, most days. No, I'm aware of what I'm on just because I uploaded a video.
Because you look at
it
every day. Understood. What I want for you, I mean, you, let me think. You live with your friends, you're happy and content there. I want you to be in a relationship.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't because you're not going to end up in one. I want that for you.
How enjoyable will that be next year if I am in one and you called it and it's with you?
That would be wild. Like I've said it once and I'll say it again. I don't know what sort of person you would be in a relationship.
I think I'd be a good boyfriend.
But I think that you're a...
Or girlfriend.
You never know.
I might be a good girlfriend too. It's 2024 almost.
I think you're a good person. I think that you would just struggle to factor somebody else into your life.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're a nice... I don't think you'd be horrible to someone.
Sorry, that was always, like, the most backhanded conversation. I think you're a nice person. But
no, I think you would just struggle. Like, the way that you live your life, I cannot imagine you factoring somebody else into that. Do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, then. And what was the last one?
Something in the world, just a random prediction.
I think, and I don't want to say this out loud because I work.
Don't predict a death.
Was going to predict a death. I'm not going to predict a death.
Can we predict both? Can we both predict a death?
Oh, but I can't. The one that I'm predicting,
oh,
I can't.
It's the one you don't want to. Is it one that will shock the world?
Yeah.
Oh
no, not David Attenborough. I think he's going to stick around for at least 3 more years. I see it. I saw him in person. He could walk around and everything.
Yeah.
He was
great. Most people, a lot of people can before they pop the clogs.
Yeah, but I just feel like he's got a bit more left in him.
That's a morbid one also. If we get it correct, then we'll get under investigation.
Oh my God, yeah. I have a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prediction that a big... I think Molly May and Tommy Fury are going to break up. In 2024.
Ooh, that's big.
I feel it.
Why?
Because have you not seen like all the stuff in the last year that he has like been caught doing in clubs? Like, I feel like she is a nice girl who has a like to what some people would call a dream lifestyle. Like, you know, she has like lots of income coming in. She has a beautiful house. She has a like supportive family. Mm-hmm. She's created her own family. But I feel like he has now got this level of like fame and he's hanging around with like these YouTube boxer people and shit that like want to go to the clubs in Dubai and want to do this. And I feel like that is so unaligned with what she wants for her life. And just from an outsider looking in.
Bloody hell,
I've seen loads of videos on it.
You've plucked this from nowhere. No, suddenly you've come out with a...
Because recently he was caught getting his... This girl like grabbed his face and like pushed him off in a club like in Dubai or something.
Yeah.
And there's been multiple instances of that where
it's better to be pushed off than pulled off in a club.
And yeah, I just think that that is the exact opposite of what she wants for her life and what she would want in a partner. And I feel like after you've just had a child as well, it must be so difficult.
You have gone so deep on this.
Well, I've just seen clips of her like, and she looks like she's having a tough time. So I predict that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What do you predict? But what do you want for yourself?
I mean, I'm going to go YouTube based. I'm currently, as this goes out, I'd say around 300,000. 600,000? Because I gained 200k this year. Fuck it, 750,000.
Jeez.
Ooh. I don't know if that's probably overshooting a lot.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's,
I don't know what like the norm is.
That'd be very much overshooting, I think. But hey, it's what I want for myself.
Okay. And this is why George will be single.
And for you, Max.
Yeah. You want to see my relationship end?
No. This is a rogue one.
Oh. Okay.
But I feel like you, and most notably, your nan would love this.
I thought you were going to say my grandma's going to die.
No.
I was like, fucking hell. Okay.
You to in some way either be on or like present the It Takes Two of Strictly.
I would love that. I would love that.
I could plausibly see you being a contestant on Strictly
that's
next
a
year.
Being a contestant on Strictly. Oh my God. I would love that, first of all. I feel like I'd be terrible. Oh, putting it out there. I would be so bad off the bat. But then I think I'd be the sort of person that would like really improve and be a bit of an underdog. And then like, you know, I'd win over all the nans. I'd have like chats with all the nans. I'd be like, oh, I love your glittery cardigan. And then I'd just have the best time of my life. Strictly just seems like the most beautiful place in the world.
See,
it's not a place.
I would like to say that that's a plausible.
I love that. Do you know what? I'll take that. And yeah, that would literally make my grandma's dreams come true, I think. Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. That would be a dream. Yeah. That's a dream. Oh, I like it. Okay.
And
what
then
for
a
the
random
world?
Thing just to occur in the world.
That's not random.
Yeah, that happened loads many times. I'm going to go for Tom Holland to propose to Zendaya.
Oh, okay. I do see that, you know. I do see that. As far as like movie star couples go, they've been very solid. Usually it's like they're filming a movie together and then they fall for each other and then that ends and then the relationship ends and then that's that. But they're still together like years after filming.
But they're
that
also
last
both very much off social media, just do their own
chilling,
thing.
Like, not I, about that. Like, you know, attention seeking lifestyle. Yeah.
Either that or Bebe.
I don't see that. I don't see that.
No, she doesn't. She's not Bebe type yet.
She's not baby type yet. They seem too young for that. And I feel like, you know, with stuff like that, you have to think career move. You know, they've got so much going on right now. Maybe give it 5 years when stuff maybe dies down and then they have to Bebe.
Yeah.
Not that it's going to die down.
And then
if
she becomes Zendaya Holland and she just sounds like a place.
Zendaya Holland. That
she sounds like a part of an address.
She sounds like a destination.
I might go to Zendaya Holland.
That sounds quite fun, actually. I want to go to Zendaya Holland. That sounds great. I think they're good predictions, you know? I think that they're very positive. Right. I think that we should look back on 2023 together and each say what our favourite moments were from that year.
Okay, well, you say I think we've both come up with a list of things that have happened in 2023 that we thought were notable.
Right, okay.
Beforehand, this is a positive zone of thought, so we're not like bringing up like politics.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, we're going on like all our favorite bits. Right, I just want to see how different our lists are, so let's do one at a time.
Okay.
Okay. Firstly, for me, Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl.
Are you going in timeline order or just
kind of just like whatever?
Okay.
Just like say them one after another, and then we'll see how different they are.
Jeremy Renner had a snowplow accident. He got ran over by a snowplow.
Oh, okay.
That was... I can't believe... You said you've
not,
never
we're
heard
not,
of this.
No, we're not doing this. We're going into detail later.
Okay, well, I'd like to say that wasn't a highlight of my year. That was just something I remember happening. And
really
I didn't realise that was this year.
Right,
okay.
At the BAFTAs when Angela Bassett did the thing.
Cristiano Ronaldo joined Al Nasser.
I don't know what that means. Taylor Swift started her Eras tour, improving the economy in every single city that she went in to the point where she won Time Magazine's Person of the Year award.
The Dalai Lama apologized for the video where he asked a boy to suck his tongue. Have you seen that video?
I can't say that I have. right. When Ariana Grande got with that guy who plays SpongeBob in SpongeBob the Musical. Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do remember that. Do you remember that? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Harry Kane overtook Rooney as England's all-time top goal scorer.
See, that means nothing to me.
That is literally all of those things have been described. That is the thing that still... How can you not understand what that means?
I just don't care. Olivia Rodrigo released her second debut album.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I said that wrong. Olivia Rodrigo released her second album, Guts, and she kind of announced that she had beef with Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
That was mental.
I'm still struggling to get over that one.
Crazy. It was crazy.
Lionel Messi both won the World Cup and... Wait, he won that last year.
Hey, loser.
Okay, Lionel Messi beat Haaland for the Ballon d'Or.
I'm sorry, but you are speaking Simlish. Beat Haaland for the Ballon d'Or.
Ballon.
Grow up. Lewis Capaldi accidentally being called Sam Capaldi at the Brit Awards and then posting a picture of him photoshopped onto Sam Smith's latex outfit. That was high quality for me.
Yeah, that was a really big moment this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Brendan Fraser being given Best Actor for his role in Whale.
What the fuck?
That was big. That was huge. Like, he had like a really emotional speech because he battled like not feeling like he was had a place in Hollywood after all of his roles where he was cast for being like a young stud, and then he finally got recognition for being a great actor, and it was like a really wholesome moment, and everybody loves Brendan Fraser.
I've got Tube Girl slaying hard.
Right. Fortnite came back.
Did it ever leave?
Well, OG Fortnite came back. That was a big moment.
Kind of, not really.
It rejuvenated everybody. I've never felt happiness like it, apart from when it was originally there.
We did a live show of our podcast and announced our tour, but George has never felt happiness since Fortnite came back, so that's great.
Sorry, have you seen your face when you saw Olivia Rodrigo announced she had beef?
That was wild. That was mental. With Taylor Swift, can we just... Right, next one.
Mr. Beast hit 200 million subscribers. That is crazy. You can roll your eyes at it, but that's mental.
I mean, good for him.
Think about how many followers you've got on TikTok and multiply that by however many it becomes.
I don't need it because I'm not that sort of person. So 200 I don't even need
million?
To think about that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, good for him, Mr. Beast. Oh, as if he needs the thanks. Oh, good for you, Mr. Beast.
Oh, he's one of the haters.
Thank you, Mr. Beast.
You're one of the haters on Twitter, aren't you?
Oh,
thanks for building Africa Wells, Mr. Beast. Ugh.
Did he build African wells?
No, he went to Africa and built like over 100 wells.
That's nice.
And then had news articles being like, well, now he's just exposing African governments trying to say that they're not doing the job and they need the new YouTube to come out. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Get a grip.
I thought we weren't getting political.
Get a grip, mister.
Anyway, back to important news. Stormzy and Maya Jama got back together. That was crazy. Crazy times.
Prince Harry released the book Spare.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's like kind of, you know, relevant.
Kind of. That was big. Everyone, like, he was just releasing stuff that made him seem like...
He said that he got a boner in the cold and had to put Elizabeth Arden cream on it to cool him down.
See,
to warm him
that's
up.
That's big news.
That was, I mean, it might be big. We don't know. It didn't say in the book. The Beyonce went on tour and did her viral mute challenge. Do you know that? Look around, everybody. I'm mute.
No.
Okay. Brilliant.
Snapshot I got big.
Was that not last year?
This year.
Was it this year?
Was this year.
I'm trying to forget it, to be honest with you.
That's mental. That whole thing happened and got squashed this year.
Yeah, he's just gone, hasn't he? They all have. I don't even see like Elphaba or anything anymore.
So, I mean, like a whole of like TikTok happened. Wait, I'm seeing when I posted my video on it.
Last one for me.
Yeah, 10 months ago I posted my video on Snapchat.
Wow. Last one for me. Nicki Minaj released Pink Friday 2. That was a crazy year.
I think that is absolutely everything that happened this year.
Yeah, it is. Oh my God. Right, okay. Now let's go into detail on them.
Okay.
So... When I say Angela Bassett did the thing, how do you not know what this is? This is mental to me that this was the most like viral moment.
It's
everyone
mental to
saw
me
it.
That you think that I would know When would that have cropped up in my life?
It was so iconic. I can't even tell you. So, there's this singer who was in, what's she called?
Angela Bassett?
No, she wrote a song about all of the big women in, like, Hollywood. Let me find it.
Big as in size?
No.
Big as in waist, belt width?
All right, okay. Ariana DeBose, who I believe was also in the Disney film Encanto. And she's done, like, loads of other shit. She's, like, really famous singer, famous everything, basically. Mm. She sang at the BAFTAs.
Right.
And she was doing this thing where she was trying to, like, you know, say that she, like, loves all of these women in Hollywood, like praising all the women, basically. Mm-hmm. And she wrote this, like, rap. But right as she was performing it, she kind of ran out of breath. And it became this really odd performance where she was very breathy, very all over the place.
Right.
And the women who she was calling out in the audience, it would go to them every time and they'd be like, what's going on? And it just kept going and going and going. It was brilliant. I need to show it to you right now. Wait for it. You are all of us.
You thought
that was so viral. Everyone was like, Angela Bassett did the thing. Jamie Lee, you are all of us.
When would that crop up for me?
Why wouldn't it? Pop culture phenomenon. Angela Bassett did the thing. Shut up.
I feel like you just don't understand.
What?
What? Like,
what?
Who I am and, like, my For You
page. Well, maybe
and
I'm not
stuff.
Trying to. What? Well, football. Look what football happens today, everyone.
Yeah, but
everyone,
I'm very aware that you
this happened
wouldn't
in football today. Should we look at the ball? It's the ball's gone into the net, everybody. Oh, my God. A fight happened today. These YouTubers, they're going to fight each other. They're going to get their fists and go fight, fight, fight. And then they're going to square up before the match. And they're going to fight. And then they might kick football together. And then they're going to fight again. Oh, you all.
Well, we can all do that. Look, woman went on stage, said words, but it was quite breathy. Oh, oh, oh.
That's
and then Taylor Swift did a tweet.
That's
oh,
instantly way
oh
more
my,
entertaining.
See?
That is instantly. She didn't just do a tweet. She did a tour that improved the economy of a country, George.
The difference.
She did a tour that improved the literal economy of every single city that she went in, and the Wall Street Journal has reported that the entire US leg of her Eras tour could have a $5.7 billion boost to the US economy. What football is doing that?
Okay, very.
Fuck you, football. She won Times Person of the Year award.
That is good bit of news.
Yeah, it is.
At no point did you mention when you were listing your news.
Yeah, I did.
But what you did mention...
Yeah, I did.
What you did mention was Angela Bassett did the thing.
Because Angela
Why
Bassett
have you not seen that?
Thing?
That's pop culture, George.
It is pop culture.
Have you not
pop culture. Angela Bassett did the thing.
I'm not...
It's a very relevant moment in history.
Nobody even gives a shit. Let's be honest. The Taylor Swift thing, I can understand. That is big news. And I'm not taking... I wasn't expecting you to understand the football stuff.
Yeah, well, guess what? I never will. Guess what?
Okay.
Newsflash!
But you can.
Nobody cares.
But you can. I can explain it to you, and we can have a conversation like civilized adults.
I'm trying.
Like I was trying to listen there.
I need to calm
what
down.
You were saying, and then you were getting very angry at
okay,
me.
Okay.
What I was about to say. So Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best, if not the best, considered by many footballers all time. That's incorrect. It's Lionel Messi. But he joined.
I don't even know what that means.
He joined Saudi Arabia, a league
country
at that point, which was ranked like 150, like really low in the world.
Mm.
Okay, and then ever since then, other people have been joining there, and it's just been it's a money hub of the world. Football's gone to the shitter because of it, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a big event that happened. It was quite cool.
So football's now not good because Cristiano went to a poor
Well, no,
team.
It's now become more money hungry because players who are like Cristiano Ronaldo was towards the end of his career.
Mm.
There's big players that are like still like in their prime or even on their come up
mm.
who have gone out there, and it's not a great standard of football. And they're, so they're basically selling themselves
playing
out.
Easy football because they get paid more
but
money.
I'll put it in this circumstance for you. So say Taylor Swift's not got a big audience in
Saudi Arabia.
Say she goes off to Nigeria.
Okay.
Not massive Taylor Swift fans. I imagine there's a few there.
I imagine there's quite a lot actually.
But I imagine there's not many venues that would be the scale of what she's usually selling out. But she goes there because they're paying her more money and not because she wants to perform to the fans that are there that want to see her.
Okay.
So she goes over there and then suddenly people start going, I might start watching Nigerian.
Yeah. So it's good for Nigeria.
Stadium tours and stuff. So, but apart from the fact that in this scenario, Nigeria, one of the wealthy countries in the world.
Okay.
And they are only doing it to try and benefit. Yeah, this is.
You could have just not said Nigeria. Just said Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, she's in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, the same thing applies, but just Saudi Arabia.
So she's in Saudi Arabia. The crowds are not big because people in Saudi Arabia don't really care about Taylor Swift. But she's earning double the amount of money.
Say the singers currently in Saudi Arabia just aren't very worldwide. They're not very well known. Okay. And then,
but she's got a residency in Saudi Arabia.
She's then decided to just up a sticks, live in Saudi Arabia, only sort of perform in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now the whole world's eyes are on Saudi Arabia and other little singers are coming across. Maybe a little...
So why? I understand, but why is this bad? Is this not good for Saudi Arabia?
Well, It's good for Saudi Arabia, but
why does that make it bad for everywhere else?
Because it just means they're money hungry and they're pulling away from the performances elsewhere. This is where the analogy falls flat. Because
just bring it back to football then.
Okay, because because if singing was in a league system. where the biggest leagues in the world is where the best singing takes place.
Yeah.
And then there's competitions where...
So Taylor Swift is basically singing against, like, easy people.
Yeah, she's just gone off to sing against the... Say like, Eurovision, right?
Right.
But if you're... But
it's obvious that Taylor Swift's going to win.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bringing...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the fun out of it.
Yeah, so it's just like, well, why are you there?
It's kind of stupid. It kind of doesn't make sense. It kind of ruins...
This is such a hard analogy to follow.
It kind of ruins the validity of all of the other singing competitions.
It ruins the validity of Taylor Swift slightly, because
it shows that Taylor Swift doesn't really care about competing against the best. She just wants the money.
Exactly.
So Ronaldo's a cunt, is that what you say?
No, because he's towards the end of his career, so you can understand why he'd want to go out there.
So he's a money-hungry pig.
But before doing so, this is where you'll be like, oh, this is like tea, I'm now interested.
Oh, okay.
He did an interview with Piers Morgan, this was last year.
Right.
And was like, so he was originally at Manchester United, big team in, like, one of the biggest teams, it's not the biggest team in the world.
Right. Manchester United is the biggest team in the world.
Either that or Real Madrid is like the two considered.
In terms of like world-renowned,
well-known. How the fuck is Manchester? I've seen Manchester United Stadium as well. It's not even that.
No, that's a whole different story. He basically was just sat on the bench getting forced out of the team by the manager, then went on Piers Morgan's Uncensored, started chatting... like chatting shit and like doing like low blows and like digs, and then was sort of effectively like, I'm gonna go and play to prove that I'm still at the top of my ability, because he was like, oh, I'm still like in my prime. I'm gonna play for one of the biggest teams in the world, playing a big thing with, so there's the biggest teams in Europe playing, I think, with the Champions League.
Okay.
So now that the best,
not the Euros,
like the biggest best teams ever. So say each country has like a singing competition, then all the best singers perform against each other in this really big competition.
Because
Okay. So
What's the Premier League then? I thought that was good.
Yeah, that's the English league.
Oh, so that's like the best English one.
Yeah.
But the Champions League is the worldwide one.
So no, that's not worldwide. But all of the best teams are in Europe is effectively what.
So what the fuck is the Euros then?
The Euros is countries. We're talking about clubs.
Oh, I'm having the worst
time. Anyway, so he...
What the fuck is the World Cup?
So he basically just claims that he's going to be playing for like...
But he lied.
No, he didn't lie. Well, he said
he was going to play for the
but
best
he didn't,
one.
He didn't know at that time. He was just sort of...
He was saying, I'm going to do this because like, I can. To prove that I'm still worthy.
Yeah, but no team wanted him or he went for the money. He says he saw... that the Saudi League was going to be this big thing, but at that time it was.
But he's lying. He just got offered a big load of money.
Yeah, that's the whole like team.
Didn't a similar thing happen to Newcastle?
When I lived in
Newcastle, everyone said that Newcastle had just been bought by Saudi Arabia and that they were going to become the best club in the world.
Yeah, they've.
But did that not happen then?
No, they've improved massively since then, but they haven't.
So what the fuck is the point in football? So football basically is just.
That's why.
So it's like this. It's this sport that is like everybody trains, and it's supposed to be like everyone's seen as equal. But realistically, whoever has the most money wins. Is that just what that means?
That's where the fact that
Manchester United is deemed to be one of the best teams in the world makes no sense to me because I've seen the most rotten people in the world that live in Manchester.
Yeah,
i.e. myself.
Their money and stuff comes from their success because they went on runs of winning Premier League after Premier League after Premier League.
But with people from Manchester,
A lot of them were homegrown. Yeah, a lot of them were English. Like came through the academy and stuff.
Like who? Anybody that I know?
David Beckham.
Oh, he's from Manchester.
He's not from Manchester, but he was scouted. But he's English. He's scouted and came through.
Football is bullshit. So what?
This is such an in-depth conversation.
Wait, you can play for Leeds, and the team can be built of people that have never been to Leeds in their life.
There's a team called Wolverhampton Wanderers, and like 90% of their team was Portuguese.
What the fuck? That just actually makes no sense.
Well, yeah, I think I'm not sure if it's true anymore. I'm not knowledgeable enough, but I think there was a quota you had to meet to have a certain amount of English players in your squad.
Right. Okay.
To be in the Premier League, players
to be representing Portugal.
Everyone has to be Portuguese to represent Portugal.
Get it. Right. Anyway, let's move on.
I feel like we established
something there. I don't know what it was, but I feel like I kind of understand a little bit more. Anyway, Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl.
Explain in football terms.
I'm talking about sport now. Rihanna performed, and bear in mind, Rihanna has not performed or sang or released music for upwards of, I think, like 6 or 7 years, which is crazy because when you think of Rihanna, what do you think of? Don't say so much stupid. Jesus Christ. You think of a song, don't you? Maybe.
Yeah.
Rihanna is a singer. Well, guess what? No, she's not. She's a billionaire. She's a business mogul. She started a makeup company that then became her focus because she was earning way more money from makeup than she was from music. Good for her. However, the Rihanna stans of the universe want to hear Queen Riri give us some vocal talent, some melodies of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And we were starved for so many years until she performed at the Super Bowl. First time she's performed in years. And not only did she perform at the Super Bowl, she was pregnant while she performed at the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Heavily pregnant.
Right.
Mental
scenes.
They
just roll her in.
She wasn't that pregnant. Okay, she had like big belly. Still dancing, still vibing, doing a full performance. Lifted like up off the air. Crazy. Craziness. Mental. So incredible. Incredible.
That's crazy.
Right, what's your next one?
What else happened? I've got a list of them. Yeah, no, I'll think which one I want to talk about. Mr. Beast.
Doing what?
It's been a big African world. It's been a big year for Beastie. What's the Squid Game video this year? Might have been, because that video was ridiculous. I'm just gonna go to his channel and have you ever watched a Mr. Beast video?
I've watched them on TikTok where they like break it up into parts, and
I
watched one where people had to stay in like a circle or something,
mm-hmm.
and then they like win, and it's really nice at the end because people win loads of money and then you're like, oh, that's really kind. And I did, I saw one where like he hid in a, in, I want to say a stadium or something, and they did like hide and seek.
Yeah, I know that one.
I'm not too sure.
So this year he's uploaded 20 videos, all of which have had at least 133 million views.
Wow.
119 million views, sorry.
How many people live in the UK?
67 million as of 2021. Why is it showing me 2021?
So that is...
about 67 million, it says.
So that is like 2.5 UKs all just watching him.
Every single video.
That is crazy. But isn't it true that he like doesn't make a lot of money from his videos? I mean, he obviously does because he's giving out money all the time, so he does make a lot of money.
He's got a team of like 200 people now. He's got a whole warehouse that he does things in. Each one of his videos has like a stupid set.
What do you think his life goals are? What do you think he... what do you think... when like what we just did, what do you think he's going to sit there and go, do you know what, I want to do this in 2024?
I reckon it'll be... he wants to be first YouTuber to hit a billion subscribers.
A billion? Jesus Christ.
Some 218 million at the moment.
God. A billion is a lot, isn't it? I mean, if he carries on, he's, you can do it, surely.
Yeah. But he's... oh, it's just obscene.
The thing is... but he's like, he just... go on.
So, for example, he... makes videos. There's like these $1 versus one, like, so
like the hotels,
yeah, like $1 versus like $10 million job or something.
I've
so he signed for a American football team, like legally signed for one of them, and then just walked out and like said that he paid, like played for them, and then it was down as like a 10 million. There he did one with like yachts, and what's his name, Pete Davidson was in it just randomly.
Oh, really?
Just as like a cameo, was just in it weirdly. Justin Timberlake,
iconic
was one
moment
of his ones.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian broke up,
and then he started getting with like other attractive women, right? Who's
Pete Davidson? Pete always does. He used to date he was engaged to Ariana Grande.
This is a thing we need to talk about. Pete Davidson dating history.
Pete Davidson literally looks a bit like a crackhead in like a nice attractive
way. Yeah, it's called a spade, not a bit.
In like an attractive way. I can't explain it. He looks a bit dirty. He looks like... he looks like... I can imagine him eating Wotsits in bed and not caring if he got crumbs a little bit everywhere. That's how I imagine Pete Davidson. And he has used them Wotsit fingers and put them all over Kim Kardashian, all over Ariana Grande. Mental.
His current one, or was briefly linked to at least, Emily Ratajkowski.
Get fucked.
What the...
so I Kim even know who she is.
Kim Kardashian, Emily Ratajkowski, Ariana Grande.
He was engaged to Ariana Grande.
What in the world?
He was messaging... he was fathering Kanye West's
Madeline
children.
Klein?
I don't know who that is, but she's very beautiful.
What the hell is in Pete Davidson's riz?
I think he has got...
what's he spiked his riz with?
I think he's got a monster cock. I think people...
Pete Davidschlong.
People who are like tall and lanky. Also, you have to remember,
David's
he's
Goliath.
Funny. He's funny. Also, a lot of the women that he gets with, they are probably at a point where they can have any attractive man. They've probably had every attractive man, like slide into their DMs, do everything. They then get faced with the fact that a lot of people that make it, like, be successful based off being attractive aren't very smart, don't have a lot going on up there. So when you mix that he has this kind of, you know, this mystique about him, like he looks a bit unkept, a bit unwashed. He wears very expensive but, you know, torn-looking clothing. And he's mildly attractive to most people, some very attractive, and he's funny. He can hold a conversation. He has a lot going for him up there. That gets people wet. Oh, I know. I wish I didn't say that. It's true, though. Do you know what they say? You can laugh someone into bed.
Peter, good job, my guy. That's good going.
He's had sex with Kim Kardashian, one of the most unattainable women in the world. That is crazy. And Ariana Grande. Wild.
That man's living every boy's dream.
I mean, not mine, personally.
Most boys'
dreams.
I'd
like to hang out with Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande. I did meet Ariana Grande this year.
You'd like to hang out with them. He'd like to hang out of them.
Oh,
disgusting.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't like that. Anyway, moving on. What was my next one? Right, it's time. the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Don't roll your eyes.
My one was...
No! Stop!
The Dalai Lama apologizing for the video and asking a boy to suck his tongue.
We need to talk about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Okay. Yeah. Firstly, Taylor Swift has released something like 8 albums. She had 8 eras, maybe 7. I don't know. Okay. She releases a tour that gets into her fan base that have been around through all different ones of her eras. Are you yawning? Did you just swallow a yawn? Did you just swallow a yawn? I just saw you. Camera, I hope that the camera... I just saw him swallow a fucking yawn whilst I'm talking about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. I saw you.
I disguised it, though.
I saw you. You didn't disguise it.
I didn't want to be rude.
You were rude. I feel rooted. I feel like I've been rooted on. That was rude.
I was just... It's just been a long day.
I don't give a flying boop. That was... Pay attention.
Okay.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift's eras are so dynamically different.
Yeah, they are.
That she has had a different audience at each stage of her career. Picture all of these different types of people being able to go to one concert and enjoy it to the fullest. Not only that, but they kind of also delve into an era that they maybe wouldn't have before.
Mm.
Magical. Brilliant, brilliant business plan. Not only that, every single place where she has been on her Eras tour has
has
dramatically improved the economy of that location.
Yeah.
Restaurants, hotel stays.
Restaurants!
Car rentals.
Is it just exclusively Jamaican restaurants? No. Restaurants!
Car restaurants. What? I don't know what I'm saying anymore. She has
petrol stations. Car restaurants.
To the point where the Washington something... can't remember what it was that I said before. The Summit Journal, the Wall Street Journal estimates that by the end of the year, Taylor Swift would have made a $5.7 billion increase on the US economy. Are you yawning again?
No.
Did you just yawn again? I swear to God, you just yawned again. I swear to God.
I was not yawning at you. I was just yawning because I'm tired. It was a really interesting story. It actually is.
Do you know what?
It was interesting the first time you told it this episode and the second time.
One day I'm going to get Taylor Swift on this podcast and me and you, Taylor, because you're watching, are going to punch George square in the jaw. I'll go for the throat, you go for the eye. Okay? I'm not taking it anymore. That's all I've got to say.
That's impressive.
Magical. Magical. Okay, just putting it out there. What's next on your list? Go on.
The Dalai Lama apologising for the video where he asked a boy to suck his tongue.
Oh my God, breaking news. Who hasn't asked a young boy to suck their tongue and record? I'm joking.
God. But that's pretty mental. Have you not seen the video?
No. Wait, the Dalai Lama asked a boy to suck his tongue.
Yeah.
And recorded it.
It was just being recorded. It was like in a public setting.
I don't believe this. If I search it, will I get like...
Yeah.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Dalai Lama... Yeah. Dalai Lama asks little boy to suck my tongue. Wait, what? What the fuck? Wait, he just gave him a kiss. That's a bit weird, but I've not seen tongue sucking yet. Oh, why is he looking at this boy? Oh? Oh my God! What? I don't want to see it again. Is this
real? Yeah.
Wait. Why did he do what? Why did nobody go? Why are people like, no, that's dirty perv man. Suck on my tongue.
Yeah.
Freak of the week. Freak of the year.
He's apologised for it though, so it's alright.
What on earth did he say? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. Well, you certainly did. I bet you had a raging boner underneath that cloak.
He's not sorry it happened. He's sorry he got caught.
Yeah. What an odd thing to do. I can't imagine a circumstance where it would be funny to ask a child to suck my tongue.
If you're in
Don't answer this.
If you're in a shoe shop and your shoes are particularly dirty, and you go, hey, suck on the tongue. And then they suck the tongue of the shoe and they get the dirt in their mouth and you go, ha, 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 it was a dirty tongue.
I hated that. I don't know what that...
That was a scenario in which it would be okay.
Okay, right. My next one is... I can't believe that happened. Ariana Grande got with the guy who plays SpongeBob in SpongeBob the Musical.
Pete Davidson.
Not Pete Davidson, oh. No. Have you seen what he looks like?
Yeah.
Very odd. Also, he had a long-standing wife and children.
Well, she could. They can sit down now.
Oh, my God. They'd been together since high school.
Yeah.
High school sweethearts. He's in the musical theatre world. He gets this amazing role in Wicked, the musical movie that was being made. It was a Wicked role. Ariana Grande is playing Glinda in the movie.
Glinda?
And they spend a lot of time together to the point where Ariana Grande goes for dinners with him and his wife, meets nice. The children and everything.
Oh yeah.
Cut to a few months into filming, he leaves his wife out of nowhere. There have never been any issues. She's got like young children. She's so confused. Literally a day later or something like that, it comes out that he's spotted with Ariana Grande. What the hell is going on here?
Good on the man.
Wild.
Respect that man.
I mean, Ariana Grande is insane. I also met Ariana Grande this year. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And you
I saw,
didn't overreact or make
I didn't
it
overreact.
Weird at all.
I didn't make an idiot out of myself. I did ask her for a hand in marriage, but I thought, do you know what? I'll just leave that there. She didn't respond, and I thought, fair enough. But yeah, wild times. Wild times. I feel like that is a very important moment. You just fucking held back a yawn again, didn't you? You just held back a fucking yawn. Go on with your list and then you'll be more entertained. Do you know what? Go back to your list.
I didn't yawn.
You prick. What's next? Let's see how riveting this is.
I don't know if there's anything I can really watch. I mean, the whole, like, everybody being like a TikTok liver just occurred this year.
Yeah, like TikTok live kind of reality series.
Yeah.
Kind of birthed
just
itself.
Everything just occurred. And it
we
was
had
Elphaba,
we had Chelsea Lior, we had Paul Breach, we had...
Did you see he addressed all the allegations against him the other day?
Paul Breach did?
Yeah.
No.
So what did he's he, clearly, what? His views have dropped because he would never have done
yeah,
that back
no.
in the day. Not my Paul Breach.
He I feel like literally nobody cares about him anymore at all. It's completely disappeared.
Yeah.
Which is wild because
see,
for a series,
I never really, despite what the amount of videos that were made
yeah.
that I appeared in.
You could not say that you didn't care.
I genuinely didn't. But like when
I feel like you and your group were like spearheading the movement.
No, but when people were like, oh, we're reacting to like Snapchat Eye again, I'd literally be like, okay. Oh,
yeah, I get you. Like, well, he's not that entertaining.
There's only so much seeing some Theo Baker lookalike yeah. dancing around in his room where you can go, ugh, like there's only so much you react to it.
Do you remember when I ended up with Snapchat Eye's number?
Yes. Oh, you can tell this whole story.
Oh my God, yeah.
Tell
this is such a
sure
weird
you
thing
can.
That
you
happened.
You can, though, because you
yeah,
don't really...
Yeah, I definitely
really,
can. I don't give a shit. But how did this happen? I got contacted by somebody who knew Snapchat Eye's manager, and then they gave me their number, and I was like, oh, lol, like, I'll just message them on WhatsApp, like, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Message them. It literally looked like a 12-year-old girl, didn't it? Do you remember? We looked at her picture, and we were like, what the hell? Messaged her, and I was like, hey, like, I'm like a social media personality. I have a podcast. I do this, that, and I'd love to work with Snapchat Eye. Like, just thinking, oh, lol, it's yeah. obviously not going to be his manager, whatever. This is hilarious. She replies like, hey, like, what sort of things were you thinking? Blah, blah, blah.
This was prime Snapchat Eye.
This was
though,
like in the depths of when he was like, any
when
clip
a new
that
case
was said
would
about
come out
him.
Each week, you know, yeah. when he was really putting
really
the grind
doing
in.
The damn, he was really
the grinding
doing the thing.
Of the wrong people, unfortunately. Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. And I then ended up basically lying to her and saying that I was going to, just compulsively lying to her, saying that I was going to do this whole like, sit down talk series with him where I'd show the true side of Snapchat Eye. And I ended up in a group chat with him and her. Should we try and find it and see what the messages were?
We were saying that you could literally have like this was when videos on him were doing millions of views, like and they were just reacting to it. Like you could we were like scripting Max to produce this whole sort of documentary style thing.
We were literally where, gonna do it.
Yeah,
we were gonna like scam him into coming and then just make fun of him but without him knowing, kind of.
But not even like make like just sort of coax answers out of him that would answer questions that have been asked, and then you were going to speak to the one that you look like and get,
oh my god, what, she got baby mama.
Yeah, and you were going to get her to sort of be like, oh, can you ask him a question about this or like whatever, and ask, but the questions do.
So brilliant. We were going to basically piece this video together that would just be a huge video making fun of Paul Breach, but have him in on it thinking that it's going to be like a groundbreaking piece that shows him as a nice person.
I'd say more outing as opposed to making fun of, because sounds like we'd be going,
no, fully outing. Right, this is the title of the group chat is called Paul/Max collab. That sounds like a demonic OnlyFans collab that I never want to happen. Anyway, Paul Breach's manager wrote, hello, this is where we can communicate regarding the collab. Instantly, off the bat, shows that this is like a 16-year-old that has no idea what they're talking about. Let's communicate regarding the collab. What an odd thing to say. Anyway, I said, hey, Paul, hope you're well. I was just explaining that I've been out of the country a lot and will be for the next few weeks with work.
I need to flex.
Don't know what the fuck. I was defo lying. I probably was just thinking like, oh God, this is really weird. I don't actually want to be in the same room as Paul Breach. But we'll be keen to collab when I'm back. Ugh. Paul Breach's manager says, and your idea is that you would do a day in the life of Paul? My name is Bleep, by the way. Not sure if I mentioned that. I said, yes, Bleep. A day in the life and a sit-down interview with Paul, addressing how he is shot to fame and what that's like for him. Then Paul Breach replies, hello, Max. I'm very good. Thank you for asking. I hope that you are also doing really well. Yes, I'm up for what you suggest with a few provisos, if that's okay.
Classic Paul eyes. Oh,
I hope you have safe travels and work goes well for you, matey. Full stop.
Didn't end it with a bubs.
No, it was just that. I said, yes, of course. After we film, I'll send the content over to you for approval. Absolutely, we're not going to do that. Literally, couldn't have been further from the truth. That was the only message that I saw. Oh, his manager said, there will be some topics that Paul won't want to ask questions on.
Which ones those were?
I'll let him tell you those. And then I said, that's all good. No worries. And then never heard anything.
Oh.
But apparently I'm the admin. Wait, on the 22nd of August, which is months later, I got made the admin of that group chat. I don't know what that means.
They just upgraded you.
Yeah, they just upgraded me. Either way, so what a weird time in life that was.
You've got Big Paul's number.
Right, okay. Olivia Rodrigo released her second album, Guts, and kind of sort of announced that she has a little bit of beef with Taylor Swift, which I now don't really think that she has that much, but I feel like the fans made it more than it is, and I feel like, you know, people don't have to agree on everything and they can just live their separate lives and that's fine.
Is this the thing that you explained to me and I just immediately debunked it and you went, oh yeah, that's probably true?
Yes, well, kind of. So yeah, she released her second album, and during all of like the promo for her first album, Taylor Swift was supporting her so much, and it was all great, and she'd released that song Driver's License.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that one. Mm-hmm. I got my driver's license last week. And Taylor Swift was like, oh my God, you're amazing, you're a visionary, you're amazing. Olivia was like, I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan, this is amazing, oh my God, you know who I am, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they're like working together, they're like having a great time. And then Olivia Rodrigo releases her an entire album, her first album. And one of her songs to Taylor Swift sounded a little bit too similar to one of her songs. And basically, Taylor Swift, I believe, allegedly, I'm not entirely sure, like, threatened her or in a roundabout way, like, got somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to basically be like, this is not okay. Somewhere along those lines.
Aye.
Then, cut to, Taylor Swift releases, like, a new album. Olivia Rodrigo is radio silent, despite in the fact she would have been posting about this, doing everything. Are you yawning again? I swear to fucking God, if you yawn again in my face, I swear to God. I swear to actual God. I will literally knock your teeth out, knock your new Invisalign teeth out. Watch me, I'm from Darwin, all right?
Nice, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Basically, cut to, they're not friends. They don't publicly speak about each other anymore and people don't really understand why. But that is the hypothesis. And I think, do you know what? Sometimes people don't have to always get along. And sometimes when you meet people in person, it's not the same as what you see on the internet, i.e. when I met George.
They can appreciate each other's talent and not be like best mates.
Mm. If you met somebody and you were like a huge fan of their art, like one of your favourite performers, singers, whatever, and they were a bit of a dick, would you stop supporting them?
Yeah.
Fair. Bears, I think it would ruin it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If I found out they're an absolute cock, I'd be like, oh,
but
well,
what if you found, if you find out they're a cock, it's different to them actually being a cock to you. Like, there's so many rappers out there that are objectively bad people, but people still listen to them. What was that one that had that festival? That guy who had... Travis Scott, literally people died because of this festival that he put on. And like, that is an objectively bad thing that we should have all, like, you know, made sure he didn't work again, whatever. But people still loving him. They're like, oh, but his music's so good, man, whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was their cousin that died, I'm sure they wouldn't be feeling that way.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I don't even know the ins and outs of that event, so I can't really comment.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, I mean, that was great. Thanks, George. That was brilliant. Might you move on to yours?
Well, I mean, there's ones in there that I can't, I don't really, not really bothered about explaining.
Okay, fair enough. Right, on to the next one, please.
What?
No, I'm just saying, go on to the next one.
On to the next one. I'm sort of out of ones that I can.
Really? Have we gone through them all?
I'm bothered to explain.
Oh, okay then. I've got loads more.
Well, some of them are just facts.
They were your favourite moments from the year.
They were just moments from the year that I remembered being like somewhat big.
Oh well, reveal another. Or I can just go through the rest of my list if you prefer that.
Oh, please do.
Right. Okay. Next one. Tube Girl slayed hard.
Yeah.
Did you know Tube Girl? We both met Tube Girl.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, she's got a name.
Yes, Sabrina. She was very lovely. I liked her a lot. And Tube Girl was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
I mean, that was one that I consider to have gone properly viral.
Yeah. I feel like that hit everything.
Yeah. You can understand why I would have seen that one, but not the...
Angela Bassett did the thing.
I'd completely forgotten what it even was.
Stop talking about it.
Like, why would that be translating to any, like...
Because I'd say that Angela Bassett did the thing was UK viral and a little bit of an American viral. Whereas Tube Girl was globally viral.
Yeah, Tube Girl is literally just... everyone can understand why that is, like...
Well, Tube Girl transcends language.
Exactly, because it's a whole sort of like, how the hell has she got the confidence to do this?
Yeah.
Whereas Angela Bassett did the thing is just a quote from some random woman.
That also took a lot. A random woman!
What was her name?
I can't remember. Adriana DeBose. I can't remember. I love her work, but I can't remember her name. Anyway.
Oh, there you go. That just
Tube Girl slayed. Every single artist in the world grabbed hold of Tube Girl and said, I want to Tube Girl it up. Help, teach me how to.
Mm.
And then it's interesting seeing how the brands and everything, like, attach themselves to stomach like that so quickly. Like, I think it helps that she's very beautiful and like she instantly then got to work with a lot of, like, you know, the makeup brands and stuff like that. We should get her on the podcast actually to talk about that, like, everything.
Yes.
I feel like that was a wild ride. She messaged me today actually. Sabrina, we'll hit you up, baby.
Come on, bassoon.
Yay, wee. Because I feel like it would be so interesting. I kind of briefly spoke about it with her and, like,
yeah,
you know, how it was going through it. But I feel like she's still going through it, so she doesn't really know. Like, when I was saying to her, like, how have you found everything? She was like, it's still happening. I don't know. She was like, I was just in America with Kelly Clarkson. Like, what the fuck is going on? So,
well, I was just in Austria with the Krampus, so.
Yeah. Who's winning? That was wild. Tube Girl absolutely slayed. Stormzy and Maya Jama got back together. That is crazy. We love that. Okay. I met Maya Jama as well this year. Nice. Not to say that I'm responsible for them getting back together, but I'm not saying that. Because I said to Maya Jama when she walked past me, I said, you are one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And she said, thank you. And in her head, she might have thought, oh my God, is this what men are like out in the world right now? This, like, weird chubby person just, like, awkwardly complimented me in front of everyone. I need to go back to my ex. That could have gone through her mind in that moment.
It's a stretch.
Are you saying that my skin has stretched because I've gained weight?
Well, no, but the stretch marks are saying that.
Well, if you're out there, Maya Jama, I love you lots. And congratulations. I feel like I'm very happy for your relationship. Do you know... Oh, you won't know it, and it's going to piss me off.
The Muffin Man?
No. The Muffin Man. I want to watch Shrek tonight. Well, I want to watch Shrek.
He's married to the Muffin Man.
That's a really good impression. A bit weird.
Then you do. Come on, then. Now you need to do
the Muffin Man.
No, the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man. The Muffin Man. I don't know what you want me to do.
You were meant to be doing Lord Farquaad. Yeah.
The Muffin Man. That's not
the
good.
The Muffin Man.
It lives on Drury. I keep doing it wrong.
Who lives on Drury Lane?
Yes. Yeah. I can't do it. Beyoncé went on tour. The Renaissance tour. It was the Renaissance. She had her viral mute challenge. Have you heard the saying, look around everybody, I'm mute?
No, as you asked me earlier. Is this deja vu or something going on?
I just can't
on?
Believe how ill-informed you are on the world. I can't. Look around everybody, I'm mute.
Not seen that, no.
It's a line in Beyoncé's song.
Yeah, I imagined it was. I don't think she just sings every sentence of her life.
And when she says it, towards the start of the tour, she would say, look around everybody, I'm mute. And then everyone would go, look around, it's me and my crew, big energy. Because that's the song lyrics that follow.
Yeah, I imagine.
But she would freeze. And everyone was like, why is she freezing? That's interesting. And then as the shows went on, people started to clock on that she was wanting them to go mute. So then as the tours would go on, some shows would be like, right, everybody, when she says mute, we all have to be quiet. And it became a competition which stadium could be completely silent when she said that.
And seems like she's just looked at 2015 and wanted to fraud the mannequin challenge.
First of all, how dare you? Beyoncé would never fraud anything.
Seems
second
like
of all,
exactly what she's tried to do.
Absolutely not, because they're just being silent. They're not freezing. They're being silent. Everybody on mute.
It's even worse then.
No, it's not. A full stadium of people going from dancing, cheering to suddenly mute.
You should
mental.
Have seen some of those people doing the mannequin challenge. There was a big rooms of people. Did you ever do the Harlem Shake?
Yes, I did actually, and I found an old video of me doing it on Facebook in the school bathroom.
If you found it when you were in the school bathroom?
No, I did it in the school bathroom with my friends.
Whoa.
What?
You just retract what you just said, my guy.
What did I say?
I did it in the school bathroom with my friend.
I did. Oh, you're making it weird.
You were making it weird.
I didn't make nothing weird. I did the Harlem Shake. Well, that was the only thing shaking about. I love the Harlem Shake. That was such a good time, wasn't it? Oh...
The first TikTok dance.
It was. Anyway, look around everybody, I'm mute. Look around, it's me and my crew, big energy. You did it. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
God, that was a lot. That was difficult, that was.
Last one. Nicki Minaj released Pink Friday 2. Now, Nicki Minaj released Pink Friday years ago, one of arguably her best albums. It has amazing songs such as like Starships on it.
Meant to Fly.
Yeah. Stuff like that. It was very like poppy. And then she announced that she was releasing Pink Friday 2.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, Nicki Minaj over the last like decade has really kind of gotten away from her old, like when I think of my dream Nicki Minaj, it's when she has like a pink wig on and she goes like I that sort of thing.
She's a Call of Duty skin now.
Yes, she is, and that is hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious. Watching like Nicki Minaj snipe someone 360 no scope, and then what's it called? Stab. What's that? Bayonet? Yeah. All that shit, love it. What an iconic moment.
What an iconic moment.
But yeah, so good. And Nicki Minaj just, she was pop perfection back then to me.
Yeah.
She would occasionally slip into a British accent. Take your medication, Roman. Take a short vacation, Roman. You'll be okay. So good. Okay. So when people heard Pink Friday 2, they thought, oh my God, she's coming back. She's going to go back into that.
Yeah.
She released the album. I'm going to say it.
I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Not that, okay. But close. I don't care for this album.
Ooh.
I really don't. I think, do you know what? It's all right. It's good. It's like there's too many samples. The first song on the album is a Billie Eilish song.
Me walking around Waitrose in, I don't know if I said Waitrose, but that's...
Yeah, we know. We all know why you said Waitrose. All right. You posh fuck.
I was trying to think of a place that would have a lot of samples, right? And Waitrose seems like the
Costco.
Option.
Costco, everyone.
I've never been to Costco. I'm a Tory.
When have you ever been to Waitrose and they have samples?
All the time.
To be fair, I don't ever go to Waitrose, so fair enough. But yeah, that's it for me. I'm not too keen on the album. I think it has too many samples. I think it's okay. She needs more. What's your name, B.O.B.? So they're calling you Bob?
If you were
a butterfly, I thank you, Lord, for giving me wings.
If you weren't a homosexual man, mm-hmm. what do you think your type in a woman would be?
I think, because I'm blonde, I think it would be brunette.
Yeah.
But the old girls that I used to fancy before I knew what actually fancying someone was were brunette.
Yeah.
Tanned.
Mm. Are you just trying to describe Andrew, but just a woman?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I guess so.
No beard, though.
I think, like, I'm thinking, but this was my gay mindset.
Who's your,
though. I would always be like, oh, she's your ideal woman. Who is my ideal woman?
If you were a straight male.
Oh my God, I really don't know. I feel like if I was a straight male, I'd be like weak to women like you are. So I'd need someone that's like powerful to like over like kind of one that would like put me in my place, if you get what I mean.
What? How have you managed to make that a dig at me? I was just intrigued as to what your type of a woman would be.
I don't actually know.
What celeb?
I just wanted to give a dig at you. Right, let me think. I think that it would be someone that has like a skill. Do you know like Joe and Diane?
Yeah.
Like I would find something like that. Like what Diane does is so impressive that I think I would be attracted to that.
So your answer is Diane, is what you're trying to say.
I think Diane Buswell is my final answer. I don't know, because it's so hard, because I don't think about women in that way. I'll flip the question on you then. If you were a gay male, what do you think your type in a man would be?
Like a Harry Styles type. That's an easy one, I know.
Yeah. I feel like everyone could fancy Harry Styles.
Someone like Chris Evans.
What does Chris Evans look like?
Captain America.
Oh, okay. Oh, get off. Fucking hell. Let's pick the most attractive people in the world.
Oh, okay then, Max. My type, if I was a man, would be some little street urchin. Okay, Max Belegdi. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah! Woo! Right. I think that my type...
Yeah, but Ryan Reynolds is funny, but I don't think I'd be attracted to him.
No, every straight man says Ryan Reynolds. Oh my God, that is the most it's the most basic answer ever. Ryan Reynolds always really, because he's so funny. No, right, who do you want to put your cock in, Callum? That's what we're looking for. Alright.
I wouldn't want to insert peen into Reynolds. I feel
like he'd bite it off.
He'd make a smart quip about how small it is and I'd be really upset.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But if we're talking celebrity threesomes, Blake Lively. Give me a better.
Oh, I thought it was a pigs in blanket.
Better one than that, Max Belegdi and George Clark.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you think there's anyone out there that wants to have sex with both of us at the same time?
Why do you think people watch us? We'd get more views if we uploaded these to porn.
I can't think of anyone in the world who would be attracted to me and you. I
think you could have just stopped at the first one.
Aww. Okay. I feel like I don't want to talk about this anymore. I can't think of who my dream woman would be. Why do I keep thinking of Hermione Granger from fucking Harry Potter?
Which film?
Obviously one of the later
Philosopher's Stone, Hermione Granger.
Oh God.
I've got some questions actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number one. What do you think is the thing you're most likely to be best at in the world? Not necessarily what you are best at,
okay,
but what you think you have the best chance of being better than anyone in the world at. And
you can't be like being
Max Belegdi.
No, what I genuinely think I could, if I like put my time into it. Like, you're making me laugh even before I even say it. No, it's so stupid.
Hey, go on, say it.
Is genuinely, I'm not even joking. Is competitive Pokemon. I do. I really do. Don't
competitive
laugh at me.
Pokemon
I genuinely,
battling.
Oh my god! Like I spend so much of my time playing Pokemon and watching people play Pokemon. I think that I could be the Pokemon champion. I really
do. You realize how many people like?
Yeah. Oh,
there's
I
like a whole
them.
Actual competitive
oh,
scene.
Oh yeah, yeah. I watch. I
and
watch
you,
them
you watch
all
them
perform.
And you go. Bad move that one.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Whilst I'm in the shower, I watch people play competitive Pokemon battling, and I am obsessed.
Have you got like
with
a
it.
Waterproof case that you stick to the wall?
No, I just put it on the edge of the shower. Anyway, I am genuinely obsessed with it to the point where, George, I have a bit of a confession. So I've started doing competitive Pokemon battling online. I got into the top 1,000 in the world.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you. I did.
On
yeah.
what? Is it like an official
in the game. Like you get a leaderboard every time. I was like number like 800 or something.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
See, that's good. Yeah, that's really
yeah,
high
thank
up.
You.
Congrats, mate.
Thank you. See? And this is why I believe that if I really like quit everything
yeah.
and put all of my heart and soul into this, but the thing is the people at the very top are very like, this is their life.
Oh yeah, no, they are.
So you need to like give it your life. And I feel like I could, and I could become victorious.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like it needs to be something quite niche because then, because something like gaming, there's a whole scene of people that their whole thing is just trying to be the best at. I don't know what I'd go for. Having said that, I think...
I thought you were going to say having sex then. I was like...
Come on
no,
now.
Wrong.
We're going for the upper percent. triple jump.
Right. Okay. The way that you were like, "Oh, gaming is too competitive."
No, that's why. That's why.
Actual
that's
sport.
Why. That's why I said. Having said that, because I don't. I can't think of anything.
George, you are at such a disadvantage of that by people that are just really tall are just naturally going to be better than you at that.
No, but I.
But you could try all you want. You will never beat someone that's like 7 foot tall. So what's the point? Like, whereas like Pokemon,
no, but I'm,
I
what
could.
I'm, no, but what I'm. No, but.
Like, take this seriously, no. Okay?
But you've backed up with actual real life experience there with your battling. I was Southwest triple jump champion, and I went to nationals. And the only reason I didn't perform at nationals was because I was injured. If I had performed,
oh my god, this is so. I could have gone pro, but
no,
I injured my leg.
I think my
Jesus.
I think my score was like second or third place from the people that did it at nationals.
Yeah, and you didn't
on the
perform.
Day. No, but
you didn't perform.
No, but is in my score that I got from the previous event.
George, let me just
and that
break
was without
this down
people
for you.
Pushing. So
let me break this down for you. This is not even
sorry.
Me. This is
I
not
fully
even
backed
you
for
you.
I fully back you.
Because mine is realistic. You would never be the best in the world at triple jump.
I'm sorry, but that is the thing.
You
that
are
I,
George
that's
Clark.
What in my head I thought I would be closest to. Neither of us are sat here saying, oh, we could conceivably be the best in the world.
I
at
could.
Something.
I could
that
conceivably
is, sorry,
be the best
Max,
in the world.
Now
I
I'm,
conceivably
now
be
I'm
the best
taking
in
my
the world.
Now I'm taking my sugarcoating hat off.
Please put it
you
back
are
on.
Going absolutely nowhere top level of being a Pokemon trainer because you
I
have
literally
absolutely
got
no
to the
idea
top
about
800 in the world
on the Nintendo Switch.
You,
name one other person
you
with a Nintendo Switch.
You became Southwest champion.
Yeah, Southwest
I'm on
England.
About 800 in the world.
Yeah,
Southwest of England champion. How many people? We just learned that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Comment down below. I am way more likely at being a Pokemon master than George's at being a world class triple jumper.
I'm not arguing that fact.
You literally are arguing
I literally
that
am
fact.
Not the fact I am arguing is that you. Just immediately went, no, you're not. That's rubbish. That's a stupid
that
idea.
That is a
okay,
stupid idea.
Then let's think together of something that I'd be more likely at to be the best in the world at, because I can't think of one. And that was
smallest
my best.
Penis.
That was my ass. Okay, that's probably got it, actually. He's done it straight off the bat. Tightest arsehole.
That's upsetting. I think what you could be the best at, something really weird and like fidgety. Because you do a lot of weird fidgety things. Like, for example, on the ski trip, you got this elastic band and you just kept flinging it at people. And then you have this weird thing in your head where something gets... You do something or you think of something and you do it again and again and again. So something weird like that. Something that, like... like Rubik's Cube solving or like fastest Lego builder. I feel like
I reckon I could be the best footballer in the world.
It would be something weird and niche in that way of like not many people would want to do it, but your like odd tick inside your head would make you do it over and over and over again until you became the best. So like something like paper aeroplane thrower. I feel like you could become the best paper aeroplane thrower.
I don't back myself as a paper aeroplane thrower.
No, didn't we do a competition once and I beat you? I swear we did.
We threw a plane once.
Yeah, and I think mine was better. Loser! Maybe I'll become the best paper aeroplane thrower. Something like that, though, I see for you. Not like an actual, like... Because actual sports involve so many people and all of those people will have genetic advantages against you.
I'm very aware of this, but I feel like I'm quite athletic.
You
as
are.
As a build anyway.
If you look at average people, you are on the athletic side. If you look at people that compete globally for triple jump, you are on the lower side.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
You were allowed training for your Pokemon thing, so why am I not allowed training for my triple jump thing?
I'm telling you that despite how much training you could do, you will never be the number one person in the world.
I'm telling you that the same with Pokemon, but it's just as close as we can possibly get to being number one.
Based off casual training, I got to number 800.
Casual training.
I got to number 800 in the world
on the Nintendo Switch. Can I point out, by the way, that's on a Nintendo Switch. Most Pokemon players aren't on a Nintendo Switch.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah,
I just disagree.
Yeah, you just chatting shit.
I just disagree.
They absolutely are. They, in fact, they all will be on the Nintendo Switch.
No, incorrect. Right. Incorrect.
Yeah, I am definitely right. Anyway, whereas you probably devoted so much time and practice to it, and you won Southwest Champion.
I devoted about 4 training sessions to it.
Oh, bullshit,
I promise
George.
You, because I originally was
bullshit.
Doing long jump.
Bullshit, this is so George Clark. I don't even get hungover. I just like triple jumped once and I became the Southwest Champion.
Sorry.
Like, what? I'm just so naturally athletic.
I was fully on board with you, congratulating you for when he said,
good.
He said, oh, I was top 800 in the world. I went, that's sick. Well
it is.
Done.
It
I go,
is.
Oh,
He's
I
right.
didn't actually train that much. Oh, God. Here we go. Trying to act the Billy Big Bollocks.
Yep.
No, Max, actually. Mm-hmm. That is fact, because I was originally doing long jump. And it's
you
not...
Were oh, they're so different, aren't they?
Why is that? They're very different.
They're not very different.
They are unbelievably
different. Learning how to jump...
They are unbelievably different. If you have,
wait. You're telling me that in the scale of things that you can do in the world, long jump and triple jump are unbelievably different.
In terms of the technique, they are very different.
In terms of jumping, they are very similar.
Well, in terms of the technique between long jump and, I don't know, sewing a hat together, of course, that would be unbelievably different.
Yeah,
but well,
you just
but
said
not
that,
the,
just said
not
that
exact,
long jump and triple jump are
not
unbelievably
exact,
different.
Yeah, but it's all in it's all in the sample size of how you look at it. If you look at, like, it is a different technique. That's all I'm saying.
It is a different technique.
Why is that?
Still
sorry,
jumping.
How am I trying to defend myself here? At no point did I say
I
I'm going
why you're
to be
to
the best.
Yourself. You can't really defend yourself. You actually did. The whole
I literally
question-
at no
George
said I could be
the whole
best.
Question was, what do you think you could be the best
what do you
in
think
the world
is the thing
at?
You're most likely to be the best in the world
what
at?
What the fuck else is the difference of that?
Because
that's the same thing.
The thing. Listen, little silly boy.
I'm listening, little jumper.
The thing that you're
on.
Most likely to be best in the world at, I'm fully aware I won't be the best in the world at. But
well, why would you say it as the thing that you're most likely to
listen,
be the best
idiot.
In the world at then, if you're fully aware that you
oh
won't?
Oh my God, because I know... That nothing else I would be anywhere near being the best of the world. That's the thing that I'm closest to.
That is the wildest statement in the world, George. How do you know
Callum,
that you're not the best at
here,
hot
right?
dog
like,
eating?
Sorry,
no, it doesn't make sense, Callum.
I'm,
oh, shut the fuck up.
I am making complete sense here.
George,
because
you are not making complete
news
sense.
Newsflash, Max. Not everyone in the world is always going to be the best in the world at something.
But I will be.
So...
I will be.
Okay.
I will be.
You fully could be then, but the thing I'm
no,
most
I will
like,
be.
The thing
I
I'm
will
closest
be a Pokemon
to being
master.
Best in the world at, the thing that I can think of the top of my head was triple jump. Is that okay with you?
No, it's
are you,
not.
Are you going to accept that as a,
no.
as a thing?
Comment down below, guys. Comment down below.
Me up because I was...
Guys, comment a Pokemon emoji Look, that guys, doesn't
fully,
exist.
Fully, if we're taking this to comment who do you think is going to be the closest to being, sure, comment a Pokemon emoji.
Yeah.
But I immediately, off the bat, wasn't judging. We laughed because it was a funny thing, but I said, do you know what, Max? That's really good. I reckon you could get up there. And then I said one thing, and he goes, no, not likely at all. And
yeah.
I teed it up with, and I'm fully, like, I was saying the thing about all the gaming industries.
But I thought I thought the whole point of it was that you will, like, it's the most likely that you will become the best in the world at it.
Yeah, off the top of my head, that's the thing that I'm the most likely to be able to
but
do.
But there are
the best
surely
the
so
at.
Many other things.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, flinging elastic bands. Eating a certain amount of, like, hot dogs. Hot dog eater competition.
Oh, that's a silly thing to say. I'm not a very quick eater at all.
Okay, then. Slowest eater in the world. You're the best at it.
Well, anybody could win that one because
yeah,
it's just,
but
it's
you
just
could,
a patience
well, then,
test.
Well, then I would argue then that you are probably more likely to win the slowest eater in the world if anybody could do it versus being the long jump champion of fucking the world.
Not me being the slowest eater. That's me deliberately eating slowly, which I feel is different.
I've never seen a slow eating competition, to be honest with you. I just think that I am right and you are wrong, and that is all that there is to
hey,
it.
I have at all times
I
said I think you
the
are
the very best, like no one ever.
I have
wants.
Said at all times that I think that you are most likely to be like out
a
the
Pokemon
two of us,
champion.
Out the two of us, with your thing, you are closer to being the best in the world at.
I am,
but I just don't think that there are other things that I would be closer than that at, just off the top of my head. There very may well be.
The top of your head is not thinking it through enough. You need to think it through it more.
Okay, you think with all of your head and okay. Just think what
slowest eater
thing,
in the world.
That's not a thing that you can.
I feel like you sneeze
measure.
Weird. Don't you sneeze weird?
What weirdest sneezer? That's
weirdest
not, that's,
sneezer.
That's not being best in the world or something. That's a subjective measure.
Yeah. And I would subjectively say that you would be the weirdest sneezer in the world.
All right, then, well, subjectively, you're the ugliest person in the world.
Weirdest sneezer award goes to...
This is ridiculous.
I feel like that makes sense. I feel like I will be... Do you know what? I changed my 2024 prediction. I'm going to become the Pokemon Master. How dare you? Our producer just sarcastically said, good luck.
Right,
wow.
My next question.
Oh, is there another question?
You get top 100 in the world and you're a grand.
Right, okay, I'll need to like screenshot it then. I bet
yeah,
I can.
I'm not giving you a grand, just on your
right. No,
yeah,
I easily could do that. I easily
okay,
could get
so
to
Max
top 100 in the world.
You may have heard this. Our producer has just said, if you get top 100, Max, I will give you a grand.
Over the Christmas holiday, the thing is to do it, because you have to constantly do it to like stay in the top, but over the Christmas time, I will have actual time off and I will
oh,
spend
so it's
time.
Like I guess it doesn't really matter because I was saying...
Yeah, no, it's not like a tournament. It's like you constantly play and then it constantly updates it. It's kind of like what I imagine other games are. I don't know. But okay. Yeah, that's how it works.
I guess this applies to both things. But if we got everybody in the world, forced them to play Pokemon, and then everybody else forced them to play Triple Jump, we would be nowhere near the best.
Oh, no, of course not. That's but like of the people
thought,
that do that...
If you were just to add yourself into the mix.
Anyway, yeah.
Next question,
I'm ready.
How many owls would you have to see in a day until you get scared?
Oh, one. Owls are well scared.
No, as in, you'd see one and you go, it's an owl.
Oh, like
you
how...
You don't
think,
see that often.
You'd think there's an owl invasion
yeah,
is
and
what
then
you're saying.
You see two and you'd be like, two owls in a day, that's crazy.
I feel like
but
I would
by
see
three,
up to
I'll be
five
going,
and
yeah.
Then I'd assume it's a family.
By like at three, you're like, I need to tweet this, and then four is like, this is getting weird now. Like what? Like why is there so many owls about? Five, I'm scared. I'm sleeping with an owl tonight.
No, I'd say five. I'm okay because I think owl family, or I'm in a region where there's lots of owls. I think if I saw 20 owls,
20, you're 20. Going as high as 20.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw an owl?
I don't think I've ever seen an owl, to be
honest.
And
you're going from 24 years of experience of never seeing an owl. If you saw... So you're saying if you saw 19 in a day, you wouldn't... You'd be like, all right.
Where am I, though?
Just here.
Oh, okay. Five. I'd think I'm in Hogwarts. I think that an owl is going to give me a letter that means I'm going to become a wizard.
Well, why would you be scared of that?
Because I would be scared at where that might take me. I don't really want to fight a basilisk. I don't want to.
You don't
do
want
that.
To fight a spell correct, aren't they? Anyway,
right. Next question.
I think that's a very interesting question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thought process then. Up to five. You see one owl. What's going through your head?
Oh, why is there an owl here?
You don't go, oh, that's quite cool, it's an owl.
No, I think I go, why is there an owl here? That doesn't make sense. We're in the city of London.
So first one, questioning. Second one,
oh God, that owl must be looking for that other owl. That's weird. Why still are there two owls here?
Still questioning. Number three, third owl
pops
up. All
of these owls must be together. Where did they come from and why are they here?
So you're a very inquisitive soul, yes. When an owl pops up. Yeah. At no point you go, oh, it's an owl.
No.
Fourth owl pops up.
Fourth owl, why the fuck are there so many owls in London?
Still questioning.
This is really weird.
Fifth owl.
I am a wizard, and this is my destiny. I accept.
Right.
That's what I think, that's how it would work.
I think I'm also five owls, and then I... Like a different question. How many owls until you mention you saw that many owls to someone?
Oh, I think I'd mention it if I saw one owl. I'd go, I just saw an owl.
That's
outside.
True, actually. I saw an owl when I was when we went to Soho Farmhouse.
Oh, did you?
And I sent a picture of it to Arthur TV because I thought he'd like it.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I would. I think, oh my God, my mum has this fireplace in her house. And it's like this like electric fireplace. Like you press a button and it just turns on. It's all like glass around it. And the other day, my little sister was like, something's moving in the fireplace. And then they opened it, and there was like a full load of birds that had somehow got into it. And there was only one that was alive, and all the others were dead. And they'd been like eaten by that bird.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, just something to think about, really. Watch yourself in case a bird eats you today. I feel like we've got a lot to look forward to in 2024.
I feel too, Max.
2023 was great, but 2024 is going to be better. Do you know why?
More like 2020 tour.
We're going on tour. Yes, we are. We've still got tickets available, I believe. Every week we keep checking and they're going. And it's mad to me that they just like keep going. I don't know why. I just thought that
they'd
either...
Every week they're on sale. They get sold. It is crazy.
But check if there's still tickets left for your city, then go get them, baby. And if not, then loser!
Thank you, everyone, for your support this year on the podcast. We do very much appreciate it.
We do. We really, really do. Mm. Thank you all as well for supporting me in my Pokemon Mastership journey. And
thank you guys for supporting me as I get bullied for believing anything.
Support George jumping near you, jumping in a town near you soon. My name is Max Balegde.
We're not doing this.
Yeah, cause... and I'm George Clark.
My name is George Clark.
And we love you, we miss you, and hopefully we'll give you a kiss soon.
Can't believe we're not going to see him until next year.
I know. Oh my God, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to have.
I haven't had a shower since last year.
God, that's crazy. That's so true. I've actually not.
That's a funny joke to drop on the 31st of December. I've had a shower since last year.
That goes, good. You dirty bugger.
That's literally a year.
Yeah. You filthy fucker. Love you lots. Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.